Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is a public service announcement. This is only a test. Emergency evacuation protest.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I have spoken to Chief Tyndall about our safety concerns and have asked for his department to keep a watchful eye out. He's going to increase patrol in front of my home because of this situation.
So, if you don't know that voice, I understand. Mike Cusack is one of the City Council members in the city of Milton. And the backdrop to all of this is that he began the work session by talking about something that he wanted to say, or in the work session the other day, he said that there was something he wanted to say and didn't want to be interrupted. And what he went on to explain was that there was a video out there by City Councilman Jeff Snow, where Jeff is walking along a fence line towards a corner lot that doesn't have a fence. And lo and behold, it turns out to be Mike Cusack's house, in which yard there are several signs for the challengers against the seats that are currently occupied by the five-vote majority on the board, plus Gavin Hawthorne. Jeff talks about how a guy who's got an ethics violation, although he calls it a misdemeanor, which is not accurate. It's a civil ethics violation, should not be, you know, the person that you want to have endorsing you. They are on his side. He's making the argument that, look, the sitting city council members that are in the majority are on his side, Jeff Snow's side. The challengers are all being endorsed by Mike Cusack. And, you shouldn't go with the guy who's, you know, sitting on an ethics charge, basically, is kind of the argument. Now, Mike Cusack says, look, why is he filming something at my house? Why is he putting my wife's life in danger? Why is he, you know, all of the nutties that are running around Milton might be paying attention to Jeff Snow and are going to come do us harm. She's afraid. I'm afraid. Everybody's afraid. We need to have more cops. John, did I leave anything out of short version?
Yes,
short
very
version.
Good.
Okay. And now Mike Cusack is polling the other city council members to ask them what they think. He's already asked Sherry Sebastio, and she says, I don't have a problem with it. Everybody knows where I live. Everybody knows where you live. Everybody knows where everybody lives. It's all available. What's the issue? People come up to my house all the time. Gavin Hawthorne, who is not up for re-election at the moment, he says, yeah, I kind of see where you're coming from. I don't think it's really that bad, but I don't want anybody to be afraid. And if it were my political opponent, I might feel a little bit weird about it. So Roxanne Meese, next to be asked. So, you know, the council members are like, one on it's fine, and one on it's, I think Gavin leans towards it's not great. Roxanne Meese, incumbent.
I agree a lot with what Gavin just said. I have people knock on my door all the time. My whole neighborhood knows where I live. If they have a problem with getting limbs picked up or anything, potholes, they come and knock on my door. And that's what I'm there for. I'm their representative. I want them to, you know, if they don't send me an email or if they don't call me on the phone, they're welcome to come to my door anytime. I'm not afraid to be out. I don't understand that part, I guess. I have a husband that lives with me. Maybe if I was a single woman and scared of everything, maybe that would be different. But, I mean, I don't. I have a dog that goes nuts anytime anyone comes in the yard. But I don't see the fear in it. I'm sorry your wife feels that way. I mean, she's elderly, and, you know, I feel bad that she feels that way. But I would not have a problem. I mean, you can come film in my front yard if you want to.
And so she says, as you heard, you know, no problem. I don't even get the objection. We live in Milton. You know, sort of, what are you worried is going to happen in the city of Milton? And, you know, people all know where we live, and, you know, I understand that you feel that way, but I don't feel that way because it's Milton. She's saying, right?
I mean, if, say, Mr. McKee decided he was going to come over to my house and make a video, I mean, you know, I'd say, hey, Mr. McKee, how are you? I'm Roxanne Meese. I'm running against you. You know, y'all decide who you want to pick. I mean, that's just the way it is.
He did it on the sly. And that's my point. Okay. You've made your.
But are you afraid of somebody?
I'm not.
I mean, is there someone that's
yes,
after you?
Actually,
or
I don't know.
I'd hate to think that.
Really, I don't know, because there's a lot of loons out there in the world, right? There's a lot of people out there that see this and they'll say, oh, well, I don't like that guy, and I don't like his picture that was posted either,
huh.
Right? So I'm...
Wow.
See, I think her answer is pretty right on track here, which is, look, I said this last hour when we talked about this. I understand where he's coming from because, you know, people you don't know wandering around your house or, you know, having your video, a video of your house. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think, what if it were me, you know, how would I react if it were me? Yeah, I don't think I'd love it. But, you know, part of being a public official is you're a public official. There's certainly nothing Jeff did that's illegal. I mean, it's a public sidewalk. That's certainly no question about that. And sort of her view is, I don't know, neighbors are fine. People want to come up to me all the time. That's part of being a public official or just being a neighbor. Mike Cusack says, no, I don't want this. I don't want the attention. My wife is scared. I don't feel like I can safely go out of my house without checking out the windows first to make sure there's nobody hiding in the, you know, the bushes or whatever, which is an orientation towards the world. It's not Roxanne Meese's orientation towards the world. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 looking good, but if you're heading from Pace into Milton via Highway 90, you're going to see just some minor delays as you enter into Pensacola. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, coming up at about 6:40, we're going to be talking to a Civicon speaker who's here to talk about bullying. So that should be very interesting, speaking tonight at the Rex Theater, I believe, but we'll have that conversation. And if you're not in the car in 20 minutes, you can always go to the podcast page at newsradio923.com and listen to any of the show. We archive all 4 hours of it. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, low miles, great condition. When they go buy cars, they buy A-quality cars. You know why? It's because they warranty them all to 100,000 miles or 10 years. So they know they're going to have to stand behind the product, so they only want to sell you good cars because they don't have to pay for repairs. I mean, that's just paying on the back end for a problem they should have avoided in the front end, right? So they'd prefer to buy good, high-quality cars and then sell them to you, and then you have no problem. Like, that's the business model, okay, is as opposed to the traditional idea of the used car that maybe works, maybe doesn't, maybe you got taken advantage of, maybe didn't. No, Frontier is all about, like, here's a good car. You can trust it. We know. And we know because we're going to be here and because we've been here, and you can come back to us for that next good quality used car after you do whatever you're going to do with this one for 2 or 15 years. That's their business model, and it's been working really well. You know, that's why we'll buy our cars from there. That's why, you know, friends and family, and you tell everybody about them because they are that kind of a place. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the Mike Cusack upset about the Jeff Snow video that was filmed near his house. Back to Mike.
Well, not everybody looks at the Milton website, but a lot of people look at Facebook. I guess that's what it was on. I don't have Facebook because I don't have time because I'm too busy at my job. And I work 9-10 hours a day at times, and my wife's home alone. That's my concern. I've updated my security system because of it. So
I hate that she feels that way. Yeah. I hate for anybody to be scared.
Yeah. Elected official doesn't have Facebook? I mean, I get it. You know, maybe Twitter isn't as he said, but Facebook? How are you an elected official without Facebook? I'm so baffled by that. But okay, anyway, Matt Jarrett, who is also one of the people that he was asking, is also up for re-election.
I don't think you have any reason to be scared. You know, Jeff did film this from a sidewalk. It was a public place. He didn't do anything wrong. And that's going to be the extent of my comments on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, again, you know, nope, there's nothing illegal. Now, I always want to say this. The line for ethics is always more than just what's legal. Right? You know, the law punishes things that are bad enough we have to punish them. But ethics can still exist well above what's legal. Within the domain of things that are legal, there's better and worse. You know, I don't know, insulting somebody's mother. It's not illegal. It's not good. You know, it's protected. As long as it's not a fighting word, it's protected. But it's not good. You know, we don't punish it, but it's not good, right? So just because something is legal doesn't mean that it's a good idea. That doesn't mean that this is a bad idea. I'm just saying that, you know, saying something's not a violation of law doesn't solve the matter of ethics, right? So Casey Jones also, there you go.
I wouldn't say that I would enjoy anybody videoing, but unfortunately my residence is public record. So is my phone number. So everyone knows where I live. Would I feel some way or another if someone said something I didn't like? Of course. I'm never going to like it when someone says something I don't like, but unfortunately, they say it, a lot of people say a lot of things I don't like all the time online about me. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. Sorry, I meant Casey Powell. Casey Jones is in Escambia County City Council in Pensacola. See how these names are not fair to me. Anyway, it's Casey Powell, excuse me. Marilyn Farrow, who is aligned generally with Mike Cusack and Heather Lindsay, part of the two-plus, and I say plus because, you know, Mayor Lindsay's vote only matters if there's a tiebreaker needed. Anyway, they're part of the two-vote minority on the board of eight.
Marilyn?
I agree with Councilman Hawthorne that, you know, it's unfortunate that you had this experience and that your wife feels fearful now. And, you know, there's a certain way to campaign appropriately and other ways to campaign inappropriately. And videoing your home seems like a little where it might have crossed the line.
So she says she's on his side, which is, again, not surprising given the alliances in the city of Milton. So Mike Cusack says, look.
Okay, and I have one other statement to make. Mr. Snow made a derogatory statement that I was convicted and charged with a misdemeanor on an ethics violation is basically defamatory. It was a plea agreement on one of three charges and is considered a civil penalty, not a criminal offense, which he accused me of. He needs to get his facts straight.
By the way, that's correct. It's not a criminal. It's not a misdemeanor. But I know where Jeff is coming from. He's just trying to grab the words and try to describe it as a minor infraction, which in the grand scheme of things, it was. It was a $1,500 plea deal. There were three allegations against him through the Ethics Commission, and they basically decided there was one that was justified, and they didn't push on the other one, so he agreed to that one and paid the $1,500, or at least that was the fine that was assessed for him. So for the moment, summarizing Mike Cusack.
Again, I think the citizens of Milton deserve better than what's going on right now in this city. The election is up to less than 3 weeks away. And I think it's why we can't take the high road is beyond my wildest imagination on this election stuff. And I know some of you are, but there's one individual, in my opinion, that has not taken the high road on re-election. You know, it's a desperation move, in my opinion.
Well, one might say that the high road would also be to not bring a straw poll in front of the city council and ask them whether they disapprove of the actions of another city council member, that's also kind of raking the muck and perpetuating the story, and then, you know, silly little people like Andrew McKay pick up because I had not seen this video except that I heard Mike Cusack say that his wife was afraid for going outside because he claimed Jeff Snow was stalking his house. I'm like, what did he do on this video? And I watched the video and I thought, oh, well, you know, okay. So there you go. That's for now. And John, what do we always know?
There's more coming up.
There's always more. there will be more next hour. Stay tuned for part three of the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, because in Milton, the city where good living flows, there's also good entertainment. 622 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I feel I should be rewarded for going this long without swearing on live TV.
Good morning, 6:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Let's see, we got John Pickens, got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Seeing one accident right now that just happened on Fairfield Drive and Mission Road. And there's no roadblock associated with that one. So just be aware that that's there. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good right now. I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, Donald Trump broke the internet over the weekend. Did you see the Joe Rogan podcast that
dropped?
Oh,
my God. Three hours long. I've actually started listening to it, and I made it
a couple hours in, but
I had somebody, you know, this super Trump supporter, you got to see this. And I'm like, it's 3 hours.
That's a big time commitment.
It's 3 hours. Are you kidding me? And I started listening, and so far it's like, it's 3 hours long.
It is. It's a pretty good conversation through most of it. During a part of it, Trump discussed an idea to completely replace income taxes with tariffs. And so far, this video I just checked a few minutes ago has more than 33 million views. And that's
no surprise.
That's over one weekend.
Is that the YouTube video?
That is just YouTube. Now, this is also on Spotify and all sorts of other podcast places. So if nothing else, Trump gets a lot of views. That's for sure.
I will say this. The one thing, it is a conversation. It's not so much of a, like, talking points, so I know it's definitely not what Kamala Harris does. But that dude wanders. He is the meanderingest talker ever. I know it's not
a word. Well, and, you know, he discussed that, too. He's got a whole thing. He calls it the weave, how he weaves in and out of certain points during conversations. He discussed that whole thing. That was like another 45 minutes.
So if I wait another hour, I'll hear him explain why I had to wait an hour for him to give an answer.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Pretty meta. Go on.
Iran's supreme leader has not indicated yet if there will be any retaliation after Israel's strikes on Saturday. Iran's state-run news agency, IRNA, reports that Ali Khamenei said the strike should be neither exaggerated nor downplayed. And a positive note, that astronaut that was in the hospital here in Pensacola after they splashed down in the Gulf Friday morning is now back on their feet and rejoining their crew members in Houston, Texas.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I got a text in here, 437-1620. 3 hours for our future is too long. 3 hours for a football game is just fine, LOL. Yeah, but I already know who I'm voting for. And a football game is at least an interesting battle of the sides. And if it were a debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, that would be the football game equivalent. I would watch that. I would be obligated to watch that. But yet another lengthy Trump event. I mean, I have watched that man speak for so many hours. Yeah, I mean, give me 20 minutes. Plus, you know me, I got the city council meeting. I got the county commission meeting. I got the other county commission meeting. I got the other city council meeting. Plus the Supreme Court oral arguments, and you want me to watch a 3-hour podcast between Joe Rogan? Come on now. I started it. But don't try to. And by the way, it doesn't take 3 hours for me to watch a football game. 45 minutes. Zip, 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 zip. That's how I watch a football game. So don't give me any of this nonsense. 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. I do not have enough time to get into that topic. All right, let's do this instead. I had something I was going to say, but I got derailed by this text. Thanks a lot, participants. no, it's good, though. Bands on the Beach tomorrow night. Last one, right? Not Quite Fab. Tomorrow night, last one, 7 o'clock, Gulfside Pavilion down at the Pensacola Beach Ball. Pick me. I don't know why I have Welcome Back, Cotter on the brain today, but I do. I have tickets for FSU versus North Carolina. FSU versus North Carolina for this Saturday. Time to be determined. Interesting. Okay. But anyway, FSU at the Doke. So you can be called. I feel like there are going to be people, a lot of you who will want to go, and then there might also be nobody who wants to go. So I'll just say caller number 437-1620. Go watch FSU take on the Tar Heels and see if they can win one. maybe. You never know. Anything can happen, right? It's football. It's fun. It's college.
News, I'm Gianangelosi. Former president and GOP nominee Donald Trump holding a major campaign rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
On issue after issue, Kamala broke it, but I will fix it. We're going to fix it.
Trump critics condemning the rally, criticizing particular comments made by a comedian who called Puerto Rico, quote, a floating island of garbage. Former President Trump will be back on the campaign trail today in Georgia. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Michigan today after campaigning in Pennsylvania over the weekend.
We are focused on the future, and we are focused on the needs of the American people, as opposed to a Donald Trump who spends full time looking in the mirror, focused on himself.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 58 degrees reported here in Pensacola this morning and clear skies. A man has died and another in critical condition. This is after a crash on Saturday. It happened on I-10 near the exit to Scenic Highway. FHP says the driver lost control of his vehicle and hit a concrete wall while he was going around a curve. The vehicle then spun into a ditch. The passenger was ejected. The 62-year-old driver taken to Sacred Heart Hospital in critical condition. The passenger died at the scene of that crash. A documentary about sextortion was shown at a special screening event hosted by Magdalene's on Saturday. That event was open to teens and families in an effort to teach them the signs of potential online child exploitation.
Perpetrators will scour the internet looking for those vulnerabilities. So they might be looking for people who have posted something. Teens might post something that they're struggling with, the way they look or with their grades or with family situations. And they'll get in that crack. And then they will begin developing what appears to be a trusted relationship. And then it snowballs from there.
Angie Ishii is Magdalene's executive director. She tells Channel 3 it can happen at home in a teenager's own bedroom where they're vulnerable. She's hoping that families will learn the signs and continue to spread awareness of human trafficking. To report suspected human trafficking in Florida, you can call 1-855-FLA-SAFE. Well, Governor DeSantis was in Pensacola Friday morning, continuing his anti-Amendment 3 tour. The governor says people aren't getting the whole story from the amendment summary that's on election ballots. He says that was written by the marijuana company that could profit if it passes. He went on to say it's not about freedom.
You as a Floridian have a right to not be involved with marijuana if you don't want to. So you have a right to go to our beaches, our parks. You have a right to walk down the street in downtown Pensacola and not have weed be everywhere. You shouldn't have to explain to a first grader what the smell is like you have to do in Denver and New York City and all these other places.
And DeSantis says he believes that if it passes, Amendment 3 that is, that it would affect the culture and the quality of life of the state and could have an effect on tourism as well. Well, there was an incident in Miami-Dade showing just how tense the election season has gotten. Republican Senator Rick Scott visited the Regional Library, West Kendall Regional Library there, to meet voters. Democrat challenger Debbie Mercosell and some of her supporters showed up, and supporters then for both candidates got into a shouting match with each other. Apparently police had to intervene to keep the peace. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was arrested in that event. And a man is dead after an apparent road rage shooting in Hillsborough County. That happened yesterday in Riverview. The sheriff's office says he had upper body trauma, was taken to a hospital, and died. So far, no arrests have been announced. Their sheriff, Chad Cronister, says he will ensure that justice is served. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking at I-10 is rolling smoothly, not seeing any delays on that, or I-110. If you're on Highway 29 right around the Marcus Point area, you're going to notice some slowdowns there, both in the north and southbound lanes. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. For Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 80. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Keeping that sunshine around on Wednesday with a high near 80 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' first morning weather team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And 65 degrees right now in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze. It's 60 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. On Friday, the NASDAQ composite hit an all-time high, but the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average fell and snapped their six-week winning streaks. The Dow Industrials lost 259, the NASDAQ gained 103, and the S&P 500 down 1. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury continued its ascent this morning after hitting a three-month high last week. The 10-year Treasury yield rose nearly 3 basis points to 4.26%, while the 2-year Treasury added about 2 basis points to 4.114%. Russia's central bank has raised its key interest rate by 2 percentage points to a record high of 21% to combat growing inflation. Meanwhile, its government spending on the military continues to strain the economy's capacity to produce goods and services and drives up workers' wages. Once again, futures are moderately higher. Yes, Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 259. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low-tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you here on this Monday, the last Monday of October. I don't know. It's 8 days till the election. Maybe that's a little bit more relevant. Hey, Tom Dahlberg is our guest next, and he is coming tonight to the First United Methodist Church. I said the Rex earlier. I apologize. At 6 p.m. to give a Civicon presentation on the subject of bullying. Tom Dahlberg, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be here and to talk to you and your audience.
Absolutely. Horrible subject, unfortunately. You know, your background is you're a dad, you're a husband, you're a coach, and you had a terrible incident with your, at the time, fourth grade old son, right?
That's exactly right. And what makes it even worse is we didn't know at the time. So our son, he was born a big kid, and he had neurological challenges. He was being bullied, and he was being bullied predominantly by adults, and we thought we were the worst parents ever. And so we did so many things wrong to try to help him learn through the process, did some things right through the process, took this journey, and then years later, he says to my bride and I, Mom, Dad, I need to tell you, back in fourth grade, so he was in his 20s at the time, he said, I put a belt around my neck. They have a for the grace of God. We, like I said, I wish we had done all the right things. So he's still with us. He's doing great. He's in counseling. He's helping others in so many different ways. And we, from learning again from so much we did wrong and then doing research and connecting with experts, we want to help. And so when we get asked to come and talk, we want to share our story and share again what we did wrong and some things we did right and try to help children and families and communities.
It is a problem that so many kids deal with, so many parents deal with, and so many parents are afraid that their kids are dealing with that they don't know about, as happened in your case, is dealing with depression, suicidal thoughts, and, you know, bullying of any kind. And by the way, I should note, I should have said it in the introduction, but you may hear a little bit of a speech difference with Tom. He's from Boston, in case you couldn't figure out from the way he's talking. He's not from here. Of course, many of us are not from here. So you talk in at least the article I read in the PNJ and some of your speeches, you talk about what constitutes bullying. And the way I take it is you have kind of two identifying features. One is some kind of a power imbalance. And, you know, that could be physical, that could be mental, that could be institutional, that could be authoritative positions, and then repetition. Mm-hmm. You know, one incident of somebody being mean to somebody doesn't really constitute bullying, but over time is the real feature, right?
Those are two of the keys. And in fact, when you look into laws within your communities, one of the key pieces the laws typically point to is repetition. that it's over, and it's over. And I would simply add to the ones that you mentioned, which are definitely two at the top. It's unwanted. It's aggressive. It's targeted. It's intentional. So it is not just, quote, teasing. It's teasing when it hits on all those other aspects as well. And again, it's far more than just teasing as well.
It seems to me like if there's a way to describe this problem, the way I would describe it, and you're much more the expert than I am, is nobody ever seems quite sure what to do. And the things that are in place to help seem pretty inadequate. Is that your sense?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way to talk about it. And in fact, I think the study came out in 2012, perhaps 2013. They talked about a lot of the anti-bullying initiatives, and they were wrong. They didn't work, and oftentimes they led to worsening. And as I get opportunities to go around the country and see and talk, some of these things are still in play. So we'll be talking about some of these things that we shouldn't do tonight, as well as talking about some of these things that we know actually make a difference. And then also what you need to do within your specific community or your specific school or your specific youth program or whatever it might be to get to a place that now we can make a change. Now we can do something that's going to make sense.
You know, it also strikes me, and I mean, there's so much to be talked about here. That's why I'm so eager to see what you have to say tonight. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, if somebody came to me, if my son came to me and said, I'm being bullied, well, I would understand that as a group of mean peers or as somebody who's physically pushing them around or, something that we all sort of understood, calling them names, making fun of their physical features, all that kind of stuff. Social media has not only exaggerated the effect and the prevalence of bullying, but it's bullying of a sort that most parents don't even understand, don't work and live in that world the way kids often do. And I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking to Tom Dahlberg. He's here in town tonight for a CivicCon presentation at the First United Methodist Church at 6 o'clock on Wright Street. John has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Tom Dahlberg. So, Tom, am I right in this that even the parents who wish they could help and want to help and don't feel like they have the resources, part of the problem is not even understanding the nature of how social media is affecting bullying these days. Is that fair?
Oh, it's totally fair. Back in the day, just as you described, you would think bullying was contained. It was contained at school or in sports or even in the neighborhood. Cyberbullying, it's 24/7. It is nonstop. And almost half of all children are being bullied online. So now you think about how we define what bullying is. It must hit these criteria. Now half of children are actually getting impacted 24/7 because of the bullying that's online. And you didn't ask a specific question, but one of the reasons, sometimes I'll hear, oh, it's just bullying. Or, back in the day in Boston, you'd hear, oh, just rub some dirt on it. It was like, it's nothing, just get over it.
Right.
No, that is so far off. And we learned this through our process. And in fact, some people may be aware of this, what we call adverse childhood experiences, ACEs. ACEs happen to a child when they're younger than 18, and it impacts or could impact their life for the entirety of their life if interventions don't take place. In 2017, bullying was added to the list of ACEs. So ACEs is everything from abuse, neglect, parents who have mental health challenges, parents who have substance use disorders, divorce, death, these types of things. Bullying is in that same category now. And it leads to everything from, again, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. It's that important. It should no longer be seen as, oh, it's just bullying. No, it is bullying, and we have an opportunity to make things better.
Yeah, I mean, it's trauma, and or at least it can be. When it's obviously there's a scale of significance to the level of bullying and the repetition, the significance to any individual. One kid may be able to just psychologically rub some dirt on it and ignore it, and another kid may be in tears every single night. And as you say, with social media, the bully, at least in the past, was confined to the schoolyard. and, you know, or something like that metaphorically. And so you could maybe physically avoid them. Now the bully is in your bedroom every day, every single day. And, you know, how do you deal with that when it is ongoing nonstop? I mean, part of the, look, I have a longstanding opposition to social media in general, especially for kids, including cell phones. I just don't think that every child of the age of 12 ought to have their own TV station. They tend to not do good with figuring out laws, you know, and principles like, you know, confirmation of evidence and, you know, avoiding slander and defamation. But that's a whole nother topic. The one thing I think sometimes when we talk about bullying, you know, and again, I want to make sure we get some solutions out there. But before we get, there's one other thing. Bullying from a peer, bullying from a group of peers, bullying from adults, including authority figures, is a real problem that children face and is especially hard because you think the one person who's supposed to be maybe the resource they go to is actually the source of the problem, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so I mentioned ACEs. Now, the other side of ACEs is positive childhood experiences. And in fact, the data shows, the research shows that if you actually have positive childhood experiences in a child's life, they counteract ACEs in a child's life. One of those positive childhood experiences is having non-parents, so non-people who are not in your home, adults, so people who are not in your home, adults who listen to you, care about you, look out for you, keep you safe. Now think about adults who are bullying. Coaches, almost half of children are bullied by coaches. And I'm not talking about not getting playing time. I'm talking about abuse by coaches, almost half of all children. So when you think about that, and you think about the potential for that positive childhood experience, that coach that could have such a positive influence on a child's life, it just, it blows your mind at the potential that we have to help coaches understand we need to move from the sphere-based coaching to a different form of coaching that actually is going to help that child do better on the court or on the field, and also better in all walks of life, and counteract those potential ACEs that are in their lives. So we have huge opportunities, Andrew, to make a difference here.
No, it's a great point about the value of that, you know, fifth or sixth or tenth adult in a child's life that can be a positive force for them. And, you know, my dad, who was a pastor and a therapist for a long time, and he always he said, look, you know, God builds kids to be, to some degree, immune to their parents. You know, it's a good thing. Like, it's, you know, they need to get what they need from their parents, but they also need to be safe from their parents. But there is a kind of oddly special vulnerability and or special opportunity for blessing, you know, to come from the stranger, you know, the friend of the parent, who, as you say, can be a tremendous source of esteem and validation and meaningful, positive growth and nurture. Or the flip side of that is, you know, source of tremendous trauma. I do want to just make sure we give you a chance to talk a little bit about solutions, because I know, you know, that's a big part of your focus. And you have this expression, and I want you to talk a little bit about it. Your expression is run towards the roar. What do you mean by that?
Well, I learned some years ago how lions hunt, and I'll do it very quickly here, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow night, this evening, actually. The way lions hunt is the male lions will be on, say, one end of an area, and they'll sit there, and they'll have their mane, and they'll have their teeth shining and all of that. And then the lionesses, you're on the other end of the field. The lionesses, I learned, actually do the true hunting. What the male lions do is they roar. They roar. So those antelopes or whomever, whatever animals are in the middle there, they hear that roar, and they run away from what they're afraid of towards, actually, in this case, more danger. And so I use the term, we need to run toward the roar. When our son was being bullied and so horrifically, and we ended up moving from our city, it was that bad. When that was happening, we were petrified. We got to the point, like I said, we made mistakes, so we got to the point where we were afraid to do anything else. I'm going to tell a story, a horrific story tonight, about what happens with another parent and their child when they get to the place where they're paralyzed. We need to get beyond being paralyzed. We need to find the evidence. We need to use good intentions, so our hearts, and the evidence, so our minds, to do the right thing always and then run toward that roar and help these children. And we need to also, the other thing I'll say, is we need to keep an eye on all children, not just our child, not just the kids on our team, not just the kids in our classroom, but all the children in our community, and keep an eye on them, because every one of them is valuable, and we have the opportunity to help every one of them.
Absolutely. Tom Dahlberg, he is here for Civicon. He's speaking tonight at the First United Methodist Church, the Wesley Abbey building, if you plan to go to that tonight from 6 to 7:30. There's also an event tomorrow morning from 7:30 to 9 in the first floor training room at the Maritime Place. But you can find out more about that by going online. Just search for Tom Dahlberg, D-A-H-L-B-O-R-G, or Civicon, and any of the resources should be able to pop up for you. Tom, thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for sharing some ideas with people, just getting them to talk about this stuff, raising awareness and, you know, helping with solutions. I really appreciate the work, and thanks for coming to Pensacola to help our community parents with this stuff.
Oh, Andrew, I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit here, and I hope people show up tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow at the workshop, we're going to do a lot of reflection. Gandhi says we need to be the change. So people, be aware that we're going to do a reflection, and can't wait for it, and looking forward to it. So again, Andrew, thank you so very much.
Amen. Thank you for the time this morning, too. 6:54 here on News Radio 92, actually 55 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about. We are seeing some slowdowns if you're going from downtown Milton over to East Milton, right there around East Milton Elementary School. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein. Being a constitutional conservative means smaller government, local power, transparency, and complete accountability to taxpayers. It means fighting for the Constitution and the individual freedoms it protects. You get none of these with the current representative who has sponsored bills to raise taxes on disabled vets and to make it easier for politicians to sue people who criticize them. And he's voted to remove power from our local governments and schools. If you want conservative representation, vote independent. Vote Kim Klein for Florida House District 2.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Her face was burned on my brain.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And not change a single thing, even when I was the blind.
They'll line up a little differently here, running back in front for some extra protection. Stokes got pressure coming off the corner. They've got a man if he can hit him. He does. It's a touchdown, Argos. Big time throw and catch in the strike. Got a backup receiver in the game. It's the throw to Micaiah Stevenson.
Yeah, UWF taking on Shorter at home over the weekend, and 21 points in the first quarter unanswered. Then Shorter got a three, so it was 21-3. That made it 28-3 on the 43-yard pass from Marcus Stokes to Micaiah Stevenson. I'd say there's a tie for play of the game, because after languishing a little bit in the second half and not getting too many points, they picked that one up in the third quarter, and they started, you know, Shorter started to come back. They got it to 16. It was 28-16 at one point. This I'm going to call your UWF play of the game, a 29-yard pass from Marcus Stokes to Jay Sharp with one and a half, well, about 2 minutes to go in the game.
Marcus Stokes is going to have a shot here. They're showing man coverage.
He's trying to draw him offside. Slips out of the backfield, finds Jay Sharp, 20 to the 10. Cuts it back inside. He's in for the touchdown. Argos bounce back from the call over.
overturn and just stick it in from 29 yards out. Marcus Stokes.
Yeah, crazy call. They tried to kick a field goal. It got blocked. Argos recovered it, then fumbled it, and the other team recovered it, and they gave the ball back to the other team to try, and then they got a touchdown. It was a crazy call. Anyway, this play of the week is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar there on North University, just north of 9 Mile on the right-hand side in the old bookstore building. Outstanding place. Full-service bar, full-service restaurant. You can play, practice, and party at Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar. You can literally play golf on the simulators. They're amazing. Or soccer, or baseball, or football, or zombie dodgeball. Pizza, salad, smoothies, wings, full service bar, an outstandingly good time. I recommend you check them out in person or go online to bogeysgolfsuites.com.
Stream us at